Good afternoon. My name is Chinwe Onekri. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon, and I'm going to continue on the theme around partnerships and collaborations and how it's been really key for the work that we've been doing within community benefit for Lincoln All Medical Center and Mainline Health. And myself and my collaborator from the Food Trust, Stephanie, will talk about the work that we're doing. The presentation is really going to start with setting the stage for Mainline Health and Lincoln on our community. I'm going to talk a little bit about why it was so important for us to think about our community health needs, and then how we have leveraged our community benefit dollars to address one of the key needs related to around food access for our patients. And then we're going to go in a little bit more depth around the Philly Food Bucks program and how we have redesigned the program to informed by our patients' needs. And we don't have any disclosures or relationships to discuss today. So this is a bit of a map of our service area for Mainline Health. So Lincoln All Medical Center is located in Montgomery County, right outside of Philadelphia County in Pennsylvania. I think this slide really kind of talks to one of the really the needs for us to think differently about how we address the needs of our patient population. So for Lincoln All Medical Center, we actually sit right on the line in between West Philadelphia and the main line in Wynwood. I grew up in West Philadelphia, was born in Lincoln All, so I'm working back where I was born, which is kind of bizarre, but very exciting. But you know from a lot of this map in particular that there's a huge divide between the socioeconomic status of our patients living in the urban west area with West Philadelphia and Montgomery County. Particularly, you can see that there is a significant jump for the median household income being over $100,000 for some of our patients living within Montgomery County to under $25,000 for patients living in West Philadelphia. With these huge gaps and one of four Philadelphians living in poverty, issues around resource needs are hard to prioritize for them, and so we wanted to think differently about, as a healthcare system, how we could address those needs. So Lincoln All Medical Associates is a practice within Lincoln All Medical Center that's really focusing on serving the patients from our most underserved areas. About 60% of our patients are on Medicaid, 15% on Medicare, and we provide services for patients from the ages of 18 to 100. We wanted to think differently again around how we could address our patients' health needs at the same time as addressing their social needs. One of the things that we saw with the latest research that came from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, again showing the disparities around where you live and the impact on your health outcomes, was that some of our patients were living in the least healthiest county in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia was ranked 67 out of 67. When right across the street where Lincoln All is located in Wynwood in Montgomery County, we were ranked the fifth healthiest around outcomes. Many of our patients, again, are coming from the urban west area when we're thinking about our community health needs assessment. So again, we need to think differently about how we are serving our patients' needs. That discrepancy even gets more drastic when you look at health factors. So unfortunately, again, Philadelphia is ranked 67th out of 67, but Montgomery County jumps up to the second healthiest county in Pennsylvania. Again, Lincoln All sits right on the line between Philadelphia County and Montgomery County. So we've been thinking we wanted to focus on all of these issues, particularly the social issues that were impacting on the health of our patients, because we know if patients are dealing with many of the social issues around access to food, access to childcare, job training, it's going to be very hard for them to focus on their health needs. So we wanted to combine those two things together. Many hospitals through ACA are focusing on community health needs assessment. Mainline Health decided to do their own community health needs assessment. We did one for each of our different hospitals, four acute hospitals within Mainline Health. And this was the needs assessments that we developed for Lincoln All Medical Center. You'll see that these are the different areas that we wanted to focus on. And we looked at benchmarks. We looked at if it was a national focus, if there was also a community stakeholder, and if there was a special group, population, subgroup need with a disproportional burden for health. And so these were the issues that we decided to focus on for the community health needs assessment. To kind of underscore the impact and the relationship between health and outcomes for our community. These are some of the key findings for our patients within Lincoln or Medical Associates. And so we wanted, again, to link the work that we're doing with our community benefit to the needs of our patients. I wanted to take it even a little bit more granular around the looking particularly at our patient population for this one practice, and then see how that relates to the community issues that we have within West Philadelphia. So of the 2,000 patients that we have in this one practice, over 780 had a BMI over 30, with 457 of our patients having diabetes and 77 of our patients having cardiovascular disease, which again is a direct link to some of the psychosocial and social determinants of health that we were finding in the community that we serve. So we wanted to, before we start any project, we wanted to talk to our patients. We really wanted to understand what their needs were and then prioritize our work with towards those needs and address those needs. So we did a very simple survey of our patients. We did surveyed over 150 of our patients, and we really asked them what are the needs that they're working or interested in focusing on. And these are the outcomes, with food and commodities being about 68% saying they were most important barrier to health and that wanted to focus on attention to that. So again, thinking about how we're a healthcare system, we're doing primary care, what could we focus on? We said we wanted to think about addressing these psychosocial needs. With community benefit, we were able to leverage particularly thousands of dollars, in some hospitals, hundreds of thousands of dollars, to address these needs. And so we wanted to start first with the food access needs. So we actually purchased, through our community benefit dollars, the Philly Food Bucks. And Stephanie is going to talk about how we then leverage the Philly Food Bucks within Lincoln or Medical Associates.
Great, sorry, we're breaking the rules a little bit here, but Chinmoy asked me to kind of step in and tell you a little bit about the Food Trust and our Philly Food Bucks program. So for those of you who aren't familiar with us, we are a nonprofit that's been around for a little over 20 years based in Philadelphia, and we do a variety of health access work, health education work, across the city of Philadelphia and then also across the country. And one of kind of our core programs is that we manage a network of about 28 farmers markets, I think this is slightly out of date, across the Philadelphia region, one of which just happens to be across the street from Lincoln Hill Medical Center in Overbrook on the Philadelphia side. So Chinmoy and I, colleagues from a former life, were talking about, you know, wouldn't it be really cool to do something with the farmers market program there. So we kind of came up with this project, and as part of this partnership, Lincoln Hill Medical Center has sponsored three of our farmers markets in their catchment area. And at those markets, you know, they get kind of advertising rights, they can table at the market, and they also do weekly health education and screening. So they do blood pressure screenings. And that's been a really fun part of the project to see, because we see people coming back week after week with their little cards tracking their blood pressure over time. And then also, as she mentioned, for this presentation, they're partnering the Philly Food Bucks program, where they've actually purchased through their community benefit dollars Philly Food Bucks. So we manage the Philly Food Bucks program in collaboration with the Philadelphia City Department of Health as part of their Get Healthy Philly initiative. And it's very similar to the Food Bucks program run in New York City, in that for every $5 somebody spends using their SNAP at market, they receive an additional $2. And that limit is unlimited. And we work with several community partners around the city to help drive SNAP consumers and SNAP eligible customers to those markets. And we do that by, you know, going out and giving packets of Philly Food Bucks for folks to and introduce churches, community groups, other organizations that may work with these groups around the city and introduce them to a market that might be in their neighborhood. What is unique about the partnership, a big goal of the Philly Food Bucks program, along with a lot of the other SNAP incentive programs across the country, is to really drive SNAP consumers to market. So those initial incentives to get them to market is really just to get them there and then to kind of enroll them either in SNAP and get them to continually use that benefit at the market. So what's been really unique about this project is that we kind of had our own system that we were using with other community partners around the city, but we were never able to actually track it back to who was redeeming them. We were able to see where they were redeemed and where they originated. So if it originated from a senior center or another community nutrition class, something like that, but we never actually got to track people. So over the course of about a year, it took a while to kind of get this process down with Lankinol. We met several times to figure out the best way to track it within their system to, you know, get everybody on board, get the electronic medical records set up, to train the physicians and the nurses on how they're handed out. And what we came up with is that we printed a separate set of food bucks with them with their own serial identification numbers that they're able to track in their system, and then our team on our end can feed them reports to see where and which ones were redeemed. And they, on their end, can then match them up with the patient. Patients also received a series of nutrition education literature. Here's just some examples of the brochures that Chinwe and her team put together, as well as some of our materials listing all the 28 farmers markets across the city that they can redeem this benefit at. Each patient did receive $6 worth as an initial incentive to get there to the market. And we found that this has worked really well with our other community partners, just that it, you know, is enough to kind of get over that transportation barrier if they have to take a bus. It's enough of incentive to push someone to get to the market. So I'm going to turn it back to Chinwe. She can talk about kind of how the process has developed over the past year and a half.
So as Stephanie mentioned, it was really about thinking about how we could elevate the conversation around nutrition to the point of a prescription, just as you would get a prescription for antibiotics or a prescription for your diabetes medication. We wanted to make sure that the conversation around nutrition and access was elevated to the level of that importance and that it was embedded within the patient-provider conversation. So we were able to embed it within our electronic medical record, and what you saw there was that it was embedded within the part of the prescription portal, right, part of the EMR. So we actually put in where you put in antibiotics, you put in Philly Food Bucks, which then allowed us, as Stephanie said, link the distribution of the Philly Food Bucks to the patient so that we're able to track over time if there's any impact on certain health outcomes related to diabetes, cardiovascular, all of those things that we're really focused on improving around chronic disease management. So this is the first kind of partnership of our time within the Philadelphia area to really think about making that link, which we're really excited about. But like with any project, there were hurdles. We had this great idea, and we really wanted to, we were like, why are our patients not redeeming it? We focused solely on our patients that had a hemoglobin A1C over 8 and a BMI over 30, and all of our patients originally are prenatal patients. And we had a really low redemption rate the first time we went around. And so we're like, okay, you know, it's going to take us some time to understand why we're having such a low redemption rate. But again, we want to go back to our patients, see what they're telling us, and respond to that. So we did a very quick survey of our patients, of the patients that redeemed the Philly Food Bucks and the patients that didn't redeem the Philly Food Bucks, again, because it was linked into the EMR and tracked through the Philadelphia Department of Health. We were able to make that link, which was really helpful for us. These were some of the questions that we asked. We found for the patients that redeemed the Philly Food Bucks, there was a trend around that they had access, they had transportation, and the information was clear. On the flip side, for the patients that didn't receive the Philly Food Bucks, again, the information was not clear, and they had a hard time with transportation. So we wanted to think about it was focusing really on not the program itself, the Philly Food Bucks program, but really around how do we educate our patients around the importance of redemption. And so, it was focusing on information and transportation. And here are some of the direct quotes from our patients related to that. So what we did was that we wanted to focus on addressing those key barriers. And we integrated a new player into the work that we focused on. So we totally revamped our brochure. We talked specifically about the value of the Philly Food Bucks. Again, we know $6 isn't going to address food need or an acute food need or a long-term food need, but it's going to start the conversation, and that was the idea behind the program. So we wanted to say, well, what could you buy with $6? We actually went
I went myself to the Philly, to some of the markets and see, well, what could we purchase, and we wanted to give that information to our patients. We also wanted to talk about, make it very clear and direct it to the patient on which market is closest to them and how you would then get to that market. So we integrated our medical student advocate into this program where they're able to directly customize the brochure based on our patients' needs. So our medical student advocates are second year Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine students that are part of our patient center medical home in Lincoln All Medical Associates, and they focus solely on the psychosocial needs of our patients. So, and they also then follow up with our patients every week to see if their issues have been addressed. So they were able to follow and track and talk to our patients if they had an issue around transportation or any barriers for the Philly Food Bucks program. They were then able to work with them to address those barriers. We also talked about in the brochure focusing on simple instructions and clear description, and then again, examples of the farmers markets prices so that they know what they could purchase with their Philly Food Bucks. And then the benefits of the access card as well. Since this was an initial incentive to get them to the market and to start the conversation around nutrition, we also wanted to make sure that we addressed any long-term food access needs, and our medical student advocates would be able to connect them to SNAP benefits if that was something that they needed as well. So with this redesign, we had some really great feedback that it really was helpful in addressing the transportation needs, the we were able to connect with SEPTA, which is our local transportation in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas, that we were able to actually map out how to get to the market from their house, so that to make it as simple and as possible for our patients. So we were able to really address some of the major needs, and with that, really focus on these are some of the key ways that we redesigned the process. Again, we focused with the medical student advocates around follow-up. So we did a two-week follow-up and then consecutive six-week follow-up with our patients to make sure that they had the information that they needed to access the market. We found some really great results with an increase in distribution to over 124 Philly Food Bucks packets that had six Philly Food Bucks in each of those packets, and our redemption rate increased to 19%. We're hoping we're aiming for 30% redemption. And this is some of the feedback that we had. And then future tracking that we hope to do is around the impact on health outcomes that I mentioned, particularly around BMI and hemoglobin A1C, and then long-term conversations that impact around health outcomes for our patients. Thank you.